This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the Christmas tree is so delightful. Wait a minute, that's not right. But it will be after you select the perfect one. Local nurseries are stocked with fabulous fresh greens and copious amounts of Christmas trees. The scent of a real tree has created many a lasting memory for most of us. Although there was that period in the 60s with the metal trees and colored lights, they were kind of fun. Anyway, today is about the best type of real tree to suit your needs. If it's the scent you aspire to, then I might suggest trying a balsam fir or a Fraser fir, two of the most fragrant types of Christmas trees available. Two Christmas tree types with good needle retention include the white pine and the Norway pine. The white pine is also fragrant with soft-looking 2 to 4 inch long needles, while the Norway pine has soft 3 to 5 inch long needles. I love that look, and needle retention is very important if you buy your tree early due to the dryness in our homes. The white spruce is also called the old-fashioned Christmas tree with its symmetrical shape and short, dense needles. You can hang a lot of ornaments on it. My sister hangs every ornament her 3 kids have ever made. They're adults now, way adults, and every one she's ever been given. It takes her hours to do this. Back to the trees. The Colorado spruce is tough. You can hang heavy ornaments on this guy, and its blue-green foliage really looks pretty. Check out GardenBite.com for links to a website that will show you exactly the types of trees I've talked about in more detail. Make sure your tree has plenty of water. We'll talk more about the care of your tree tomorrow. Also about those fresh greens. A little FYI for you, most artificial Christmas trees are made of plastics and metals. I'll have all this and more on GardenBite.com. Find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.